Good morning, everyone. Thank you once more for this opportunity and your continued support. I was thinking about how quickly time flies, for it is almost exactly a year ago that I spoke to you. As we grow older, time seems to go by faster and faster, but I recently learned that there is a reason for this. I learned that time flies because we are more familiar with our environment and no longer react to it as if it were new. For example, time appears to slow down when you travel to a totally new place, right? Everything is so new that it takes time to orient yourself to the new situation, the different weather, the culture, the environment, the different foods and people, a host of new and strange things assailing your senses. As it is with a child, time moves by slowly for you when you're learning new things. When you are at home, however, 5 days flies away in no time because you are so familiar with what is around you. What does this say to us? It says that we can slow time down by trying to find something new and different every day in our surroundings. Look at that flower on your desk. See how red or yellow it is. Enjoy its scent. Or take the water we drink. Hold the water up to the light and marvel at how beautiful and sustaining it is, and not just quickly drink it up and go back to work. When the iPod came out, I used to go to my walk in the mornings. I would be concentrating on the songs and would walk looking down at my feet. Of course, the exercise time would fly by. I would, however, miss more than half of what was going on around me. I never really saw the people walking by, or the dog with its master, or the child in the buggy. It seemed as if I were not aware of anything around me, so wrapped around my iPod and the music. My husband often reminded me that it was dangerous to be listening to my iPod when walking. I would just say, "Nah, nah, don't worry," to his warnings, assuring him that nothing was going to happen. That is, until one day when I was just concentrating, listening to my iPod, that I didn't hear or see a car coming and almost got hit. After that, I stopped using the iPod, and it was like a miracle. I began noticing people, the yellow flowers peeking out of the rock walls, the smell of coffee from the coffee shop. Imagine all that I had been missing. Now I can enjoy the soft morning rain from Manoa or the barking dogs, even the honking cars along my route. When people say stop to smell the flowers, this is exactly what this means. We must try to appreciate everything around us and not hurry ourselves to our deaths, because surely that will come soon enough. This is my aspiration for you today. I want you to say Namo Amida Butsu for the bounty in your lives, and to continue saying Namo Amida Butsu every waking moment. Every time that you look at a tree or the ocean or the sky, in fact, everything around you, look at these things with renewed interest. For when you are into what's around you, you can only be grateful. This with the added benefit of having time slow down. I'm going to segue a bit here and take on a different note. You know, I am always awestruck by all the messages both written and spoken, the breadth and depth of them from those in our Sangha, that I must confess I have been intimidated by how smart and full of wisdom our teachers are in our midst. Every time that I have a White Way broadcast to do, I have agonized over what I want to say. While I was fussing recently, my husband said, "You just have to be yourself and talk about what you know. After all, this is not a competition." And he was right. Too often, we think in terms of everything in our lives as being some sort of competition. Our lives in America is one big hot pot of competition. It seems we are and have been always competing, from getting into preschool into getting into the best schools or colleges. When we are adults, we must compete for jobs, salaries, promotions. We compete with our siblings, our neighbors, our co-workers, sometimes even with our parents. We want the bigger houses, the fancier cars, the best purses or shoes. It seems that we need to be our best at all times, and this is wearying to the soul and psyche. When we are competing, we have little time to settle back and truly enjoy ourselves. Our minds are constantly racing and calculating our next moves. We always seem to have an agenda. We want to circulate with the best people, belong to the best clubs, wear the most appropriate clothing. I truly believe that this is where the teachings in Buddhism are helpful. They are made for this competitive life, for through these teachings we are able to see things with a better and wider perspective. In all situations a human being encounters, saying the Nembutsu is one way to feel settled in one's life, for to have feelings of gratitude and great compassion instantly changes how we may deal with something when in a competitive situation. For example, instead of getting angry with others, if we put ears, yes, E-A-R-S, like on our head, on our hearts, and listen deeply as to what people have to say, I'm sure we would listen differently. We would listen to our children, to our husbands, our wives, our co-workers in better ways, and quit competing so much. Namo Amida Butsu. I love how it rolls off my tongue. I love how it sounds in my mind. These words are powerful and need to be used as much as and as often as we can. When you are saying the Nembutsu, at no time can you be angry, resentful, ugly in word or deed. When you are relying on the Amida Buddha for taking refuge in his teachings, there is no reason to be hurtful or unkind. Say you are arguing with your husband or wife. If you say thank you or Namo Amida Butsu for his or her presence in your life, it would be difficult to be angry with him or her. Recently, my husband and I went to an opera concert. At the concert, the baritone sang the song called The Toreador from Carmen. The next morning, my husband kept on humming and humming the song. I shouted out and said, "Hey, quit that. It's annoying." He apologized and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know I was irritating you." Later, I got to thinking. I should have said, "Namo Amida Butsu," and I should have been thankful that he was happy and well. Thank you for his life and his happiness would have dissipated my irritation and diffused the situation. My ignorance about the great wisdom and compassion of the Buddha clouded my reaction. Even later, I thought about the fact that we don't have each other's companionship for much longer in our lives, so I should be appreciative of his life and mine, for as I stated before, time flies and is very, very limited. What is the lesson here? Your life partners are the most important people in your lives. Don't wait until the last minute to truly appreciate their worth. There is no need to be proud or ashamed to change and to show appreciation towards one's spouse because time is so short. As I said before, as you grow older, time begins to race away. And because we will never know how our lives will end, why not make the most of things when we are able, instead of waiting too long and to be burdened by regret? Thank you very much, and Namo Amida Butsu.